Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Beatrice. How may I help you today?
Morning, Ms. Beatrice.
How may I help you, ma'am?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me good? Okay. My name is Ricky Reberson, and I was calling trying to make a new claim about for unemployment.
Okay. Let me see if I can assist you with that, sir. What is your social security number?
392-156097.
And your date of birth and your driver's license or ID, sir?
03-18-1996.
Okay. And your driver's license number?
8-9-3-3-8-7-2.
Okay. And your mother's maiden last name, sir?
My last name, her name is Letitia Chandler.
Okay. So what is your preferred language, sir? Would that be English?
English.
Okay. And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. So do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with your claim would be considered a fraud?
Yes.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay, your initials are RR, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We could start with your employment history, sir. Did you file to receive unemployment benefits in any other state in the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and now are you in need of filing a trade adjustment assistance benefit?
Can you say it again, please?
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and now are you in need of filing a trade adjustment assistance? Or is this your first time filing?
This is my first time filing.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you had a trade readjustment allowance certification?
I'm not sure. Unaware.
Did you receive an email that said you had a trade allowance certification?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see. And you said your first name was Ricky.
Yes, it's R-I-C-K-E-Y.
Okay. And Robertson.
Yeah, it was the T-S-O-N.
Okay. And has your name changed since you last filed for unemployment, sir?
Since I last filed? No.
Okay.
I don't even recall filing.
Okay. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
And under a different social security number?
No.
In the past 2 years, no? Okay. Okay. And is this a good number to reach you at, sir? The 256-349-1977?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you said your birthday was?
March 18th, 1996.
Okay, and you said your mother's maiden last name was Chandler. Okay. And do you have a driver's license? Is that an Alabama license, sir?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you said that number was 8933872, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And for demographic purposes, sir, do you consider yourself Black, White, Asian, American, Indian, Native,
Black.
Hawaiian? Okay. Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Male or female?
Male.
Okay, what is the highest grade of school you completed?
GED.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and did you serve an active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. You live in the U.S. And what is your residential address, sir?
114 South Marengo Street. Florence, Alabama, 356 Basic Row.
Okay. Okay. You said this was 35630. And is your mailing address the same as your residential address, sir?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what was your occupation, sir, before?
My occupation before was a machine operator.
Okay. Was that for production or what kind of machine?
Yeah, production.
Okay. Okay. So we have different machine operating. Was it a digital? Was it video? Was it, what kind of machine operator was it?
It was a
molding, printing.
It was a switch. It was like, because I worked at they made plastic. So they had different lightings for their machines. And there's none of the ones you had mentioned.
Okay, so. Okay, let's see. Okay, that's not working. Okay.
I hear you, Marsha.
Okay, machine operator. Okay. Was it a cutting? Was it molding?
Huh?
Was it cutting or molding?
It's cutting. Cutting.
Cutting. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Let's see here. And are you seeking work in this area of occupation, sir?
Oh, a lot of machine operated occupation.
Do you belong to a union?
No.
Did your employer, are you attending any school or training at the moment?
No.
And did your employer give you a date when you will be returning back to work?
No.
Excuse me. Are you available to work full time?
Yes.
All the different shifts of your occupation?
Yes.
Are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel to go to work one way?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, about 30. What was the hourly wage you're willing to accept?
18.
Okay. And are you a corporate officer in your own business right now?
Huh?
Do you own your own business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Okay. And are you currently working on commission or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you receiving any workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Are you receiving any pension from an employer in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. And as have you worked in another state other than Alabama from October 1st, 2022 to September 30th, 2023? That is not
no.
military or federal government? No? Okay.
No.
Okay. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax purposes, sir? Yes or no?
What?
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal taxes? Yes or no?
Withheld for federal taxes, so that's filed signal zero, right?
I can't understand what you're saying, sir. Can you speak into the phone, please?
I said that's probably segment zero, right, on my W-4s?
If you want them, they can. It's optional for them to take your federal tax. If not, you can say no.
Yeah, they can take the federal taxes.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings account that's traditional. You may also request a prepaid benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Is that a traditional bank or online system?
Online system.
We can't use any online system, sir. So we're going to have to offer you the state benefit card, okay?
So you said...
We can't use... It has to be a traditional bank. We can't use any
online
system.
Traditional, okay. That'd be a brick and mortar. Okay.
Okay. So what is the name of the company you were working for?
What's the name of the company I was working for?
Yes.
The name, I was working for a temp service.
Oh, so what was that? What's the name of it?
The name is Surge.
Surge. Listed here on your record. Search. Okay, what was it? Hmm. surge staffing, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would you have their phone number, sir? And location?
I can look it up.
Yes, I would need the phone number and the location.
Just a moment. Excuse me, sir. The address is 758 Cox Creek Parkway, Florence, Alabama. 356
Did you say Florence?
Florence, Alabama, yes.
Okay. And I need the phone number.
356
code. The day you were working there, the first and the last day. The phone number first, please.
The phone number is 256-633-5005.
Okay. And your first day of work and your last day of work.
My first day of work was, just a second. Okay, my first day of work was March the 12th.
2024?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, 2024.
Okay. That was your last or your first?
That was my first day.
Okay, and when was your last day?
My last day was this past Friday.
Okay, so can you look at the calendar, please, and give me the date?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that just now, just a second.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
Calendar, okay. So the 22nd.
2024. Okay.
So yes, ma'am. This year, yes.
Okay, and why are you no longer working there? What happened? You were discharged, or what happened?
Yeah, I was pretty much let go.
Okay,
due to probation obligation. I had to all report to my probation officer and end up missing the shift time for me to be at work, and they let me go.
So due to absenteeism. Okay. Okay. And it was due to date conflicted.
They conflict with probation obligation.
With probation obligation. And they didn't work with you. Okay. And you were not able to resolve. Okay.
No.
Correct? Okay. What was the name of the supervisor?
It was an Indian name. I'm trying to remember his name.
If not, we can just say HR.
Okay, yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
And so, yeah.
That was who it was. It was HR anyway, that made me go.
Okay. Did you have any prior warnings in reference to that? No.
Yes, I think, yes, ma'am, I did have a warning for a specific day of me missing.
Okay. So have you received or are you expecting to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied or are you receiving any pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. 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 So would you say that your answers are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. May I have your social security number one more time, please?
What?
Your social security number, please.
392-15-6097.
Okay, thank you. I need to verify your identity, okay? So what month was Natisha Chandler born in? Was she born in March, June, September, December, or none of the above?
June.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 1262 Foxborough Court, 2750 Weatherstone Circle, 473 Utoy Circle, Southwest, 5401 Old National Highway, or none of the above?
That one.
Which
Old
one?
National Highway.
Okay.
Georgia, Alabama.
Okay.
I mean, Georgia. Oh, yeah, Georgia.
Okay. Which of the following cities have you been associated or attended college in? Akron, Carthage, Palatine, Thousand Oaks, or none of the above?
Neither.
Okay. Do you hereby agree to file this internet unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama, sir?
Say it again.
Do you hereby agree to file this internet unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. Do you certify in the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim? And
yes.
That the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content of the benefits, rights, and responsibility book?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm going to read a really long disclaimer. You need to jot down the phone numbers, the websites, and the instructions. Okay, I need to be able to get all the way through to give you a PIN number. If we get disconnected before, sir, I'll try to call you. Make sure you answer the call, or we would have to go through this all over again. Okay?
Hello.
So, just jot down the information I will give you, okay? The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. If we get disconnected in between, sir, I'm going to try to call you back. Make sure you answer, okay? You must be able, available, and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits for. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center in person, or you may go online at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. and update your resume or application online. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. an information booklet on the benefits and rights responsibilities available. It contains information on how your claim is being determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how you are to your, how your required weekly certification must be processed. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. The process.
So that's a website. That's a website I go to.
Unemployment claim. Yes, sir. It's
Labor.alabama.gov. Labor.alabama.gov.
Right, and it's under benefits, rights, and responsibility book. The process we just completed of filing your unemployment claim does not automatically start your payments. You must complete a weekly certification each week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete weekly certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begin on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certifications online in the claimant portal each week. If you go to file weekly certification, bottom homepage, or you may also call 1-800-752-7389. That number again is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification.
Oh, I got 752-7389. 8-9.
Yes. Your weekly certification must be done anytime between Sunday at 12 a.m. to Friday no later than 5 p.m. Certifications cannot be done on Saturday. Failure to make a complete weekly certification each week between Sunday and Friday at 5 p.m. could result in loss of benefits. Whether filing online or by phone, you will have need to remember your PIN number. Additional instructions, again, are available on the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility book. Exceptions to the work search requirement are as follows. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees verified short-term layoffs, and claimants attending direct-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, you could call us at the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. That number again is 800-361-4524. Anytime Sunday through Thursday to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss the findings. If so, you will be contacted by phone or by mail before a decision is made on your claim. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least three potential employers each week. You must provide the contact information for each employer when you complete your weekly certification. You may not list the same employer twice unless the employer was not hiring at your point of contact, but begins to hire on a later date. Failure to make a complete work search. Submit three applications and the contact information each week could result in denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search or any of this information, you may visit your local Alabama Career Center. Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me, sir?
You still there?
Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear
me? Hello?
Hello?